Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson.
And I'm Barbara Klein. This week on our program, we take you to the summer movies. This year's crop includes vampires, talking toys, an Iron Man, and, of course, love.
Young fans can sink their teeth into another film based on the Twilight book series by Stephanie Meyer. The first book introduced us to the love story between Bella and Edward. Bella is a human teenager played by Kristen Stewart. Edward is a vampire played by Robert Pattinson. Last year brought New Moon. It added to the unusual population of Forks, Washington, which is a real town in the Pacific Northwest. The story added shapeshifters that turn into large wolves. And now the crowd is back for Eclipse. This time, Bella is torn between Edward and Jacob, a werewolf played by Taylor Lautner.
Jacob, what are you doing?
I'm here to warn you.
Just leave. Now. She has a right to know.
What?
If vampires and wolves are not for you, then how about a talking dog? A really big talking dog. Marmaduke is a film about a Great Dane and his human family who moved to California from the Midwest. Marmaduke is lovable, but gets into a lot of trouble because of his size.
California.
That's right. We're moving to the O.C.
Oh, man, is life gonna change. New house, new smells, and the nicest bathroom I've ever had.
Speaking of which, little privacy, please.
Out here, the dog park is like high school for dogs. You've got your jocks and your cheerleaders.
Frisbee!
Your drama geeks.
Bang, bang! I've been dispersed so long I can't feel my legs.
And your bullies, the pedigrees.
Check out those ears. Can you fly with those things or what?
You think my ears are too big?
Those things are huge. Do friends fly free?
Listen, big guy.
Owen Wilson is the voice of Marmaduke. Co-star George Lopez is the voice of a cat friend named Carlos. The movie combines live action with computer effects. The film is based on the comic strip that was created by Brad Anderson in the 1950s and still appears in newspapers.
For adults, there is the second Sex and the City movie. Sarah Jessica Parker stars again as Carrie Bradshaw. She writes a newspaper column in New York about dating and relationships and her love for shoes. Sex and the City was a popular television series. The first movie ended with Carrie Bradshaw marrying the man of her dreams, John Preston, better known as Mr. Big. In the latest film, she is beginning to feel unsure about her own identity now that she is Mrs. John Preston.
Big and I are getting a little too Mr. and Mrs. married.
She finds relief in a week-long trip to Abu Dhabi with her close friends Samantha, Miranda, and Charlotte. But she also finds a former lover there, and finds that she still has feelings for him. She starts to wonder about her marriage. but there are enough lighthearted moments to keep this movie a comedy.
Women our age shouldn't joke about vitamins.
Women who are not our age shouldn't say women our age. Yeah.
Well, one day, very soon, you will thank me. I am leading the way through the menopause maze. With my vitamins, my melatonin sleep patches, my bioidentical estrogen cream, progesterone cream, a touch of testosterone. I've tricked my body into thinking it's younger.
I've tricked my body into thinking it's thinner.
A romantic comedy out this summer is Just Right. Queen Latifah stars as a physical therapist. The rapper Common plays an injured basketball player she treats. As she works with him, guess what happens? They start to fall in love. But after he recovers, the girlfriend who left him when he got hurt tries to win him back.
Baby, they keep calling from the office. Hi. They keep calling from the office, honey. They want to know about the game where you broke all the records.
Oh, you should know that, Ma. You're the president of my fan club.
You must be talking about Randolph versus MLK, 1993. Sophomore year, he scored 23 points in the first half, another 32 in the second half, 18 rebounds, 10 assists, 9 steals, breaking the high school record for double digits in a single game. I've been a basketball fan since before I could walk, so...
When you finish with him, come to the fan club. We could use you.
No summer would be complete without some action films. Robert Downey Jr. returns for a second time as Iron Man, based on the comic book series. He plays Tony Stark, a billionaire inventor who created an armored suit. It lets him be a superhero. But this time, the government wants him to share his technology with the military. He refuses. And now, the metal of the armor appears to be poisoning Iron Man. He must race to find a cure while still fighting the enemies of peace.
Our priority is to get the Iron Man weapon turned over to the United States of America.
I am Iron Man. The suit and I are one.
Fans of comic books and graphic novels can also find Jonah Hex on the big screen this summer. The title character is a gunfighter in the American Old West. Half his face is burned. He makes money by finding people who have escaped the law. Josh Brolin plays Jonah Hex. John Malkovich plays his greatest enemy, Quentin Turnbull. In the movie, Turnbull is a terrorist wanted by the military. The military asks Jonah Hex to capture him. In return, the military offers to pardon the bounty hunter for wrongdoing of his own. He will be able to live free. But will he survive the hunt for Quentin Turnbull?
Don't do this, Turnbull, please.
Daddy!
Don't do this, no!
This mark will remind you of the man who took everything you had.
After that night, some say he was a changed man. That his spirit crossed over, giving him powers that can't be explained.
Jonah Hex.
A coffin. Thinking you might need a...
Cut him down!
Hex.
You don't look so tough.
Hey, Hex, what happened to your face?
Cut myself shaving. What happened to yours?
Always do like when you finally show up.
Jeez, woman, how many men you see in a day?
Quentin Turnbull.
You dare say that name to me.
Quentin Turnbull surfaced about a month ago.
We want Turnbull dead.
Why don't you just say that to begin with?
After 11 years, the third movie in the animated Toy Story series opens in the United States this Friday. Andy, the owner of the toys, is not a little boy anymore. He is leaving for college. Cowboy Woody, Buzz Lightyear, Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, and all his other toys end up at a daycare center. They meet new toys and new children, and not all the kids are very nice. Tom Hanks returns as the voice of Woody, and Tim Allen is back as Buzz. New voices include Jodie Benson and Michael Keaton, playing Barbie and Ken.
Andy's going to college. Can you believe it? What are you going to do with these old toys?
Okay, calm down, guys. Let's just keep this in perspective.
Where is she taking us?
I should have seen this coming.
We'll be fine, Jesse.
Oh, I hate all this uncertainty.
New toys! Yeah!
Buzz Lightyear, at your service.
Welcome to Sunnyside, folks. You'll find being donated was the best thing that ever happened to you.
Andy's looking for us.
Listen up. We're busting out of here.
Woody's no ordinary toy. He's brave.
We gotta get you home before Andy leaves tomorrow.
But the thing that makes Woody special is he'll never give up on you. Ever.
So what do movie fans think of the films they have seen lately?
My name is Hassan Garel. I live in Arlington, Virginia.
You said you saw Iron Man?
Yes, I saw Iron Man.
What did you think of it?
It was good. Not as good as first one, though. A little bit predictable for me. But still, I enjoyed, it was entertaining.
Have you seen any other of the summer movies, like Sex and the City?
No, I didn't see the Sex and the City. I saw the first one, and I liked it a lot, I didn't tell anybody until now. But, I thought it was really good.
So are you planning on seeing the second one?
Probably. I'll see the second one now. I have a wife. So it's going to be easier for me to see the second one.
So what's your name?
Zeke.
And your name?
Gabe.
Silas.
Nate.
And where are you all from?
America.
What part of America?
Bristol, Virginia.
What movie did you see tonight?
The 18.
And what did you think of it?
It was really good.
What did you like about it?
There was a lot of whiny stuff.
And who was your favorite member of the A-Team?
Mr. T.
Your name is?
Haley.
And where are you from, Haley?
I'm from New York.
You said you saw one summer movie so far this year. What is it?
I saw Iron Man 2.
And what did you think?
I thought it was great. I'd been waiting for it to come out, so I was really excited. I felt like last summer we were missing a really good blockbuster, so this summer, I got what I was waiting for. Actually, I also saw Robin Hood. It was definitely an epic film, but it was really dark and gloomy, so I wasn't as big of a fan of that.
What's your name?
Teresa.
And where do you live, Teresa?
Florida.
And what did you see tonight?
Killers.
And what did you think?
It was great. It was funny. There's action in it, drama.
Now, how would you rate it among the summer movies you've seen?
On a scale of 10, I would rate it at 8.
Our program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. I'm Doug Johnson.
And I'm Barbara Klein. You can find transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our programs and post comments at voaspecialenglish.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and iTunes at VOA Learning English. Join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English. It looks good like that.